Mr. Roderick, RODERICK, Hutchinson, 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 3/17/78, today's 4/17. Chief complaint, chest wall pain. Number 2, history diabetes. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, recently patient's A1C was out of control. Her doctor added Jardiance, but he doesn't know his A1C is and he's looking for a different provider. Number 5, he has a family history of stroke. Number 6, no history of cancer in the family. Number 7, leg pain when he's exercising. Number 8, he's gained about 50 pounds. His ideal weight is at 230, but he's gained some weight and would like to lose some weight. Next number is history of fatty liver. This is a 45-year-old gentleman, married 12 years. They have one child together. They live in Shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-A-R-D, Texas. He runs a safety, manages the safety environment for a engineering firm, safety manager for an engineering firm. He drinks very little. He doesn't smoke alcohol. As I said, he's married. He lives on acreage and has horses that he takes care of. Allergy, none. Surgery, none. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes. Family history, hypertension, no cancer. COVID immunizations up to date. Medication like lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20, 25 once a day. Metformin, 500 BID. Jardiance, 50 once a day. Review of system. He has pain in the in the ribs, of course, because of the sneezing that happened a few days ago on the left side. He was not having any chest pain. There's no shortness of breath. And definitely not a cardiac pain. Patient's pain gets worse when he takes a deep breath and ribs expand, period. His blood pressure is 142 over 96, pulse 88, respiration 16, 98.199, 1,287 pounds. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, or a mucosa without any lesion, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment number 1, as far as his chest wall pain is concerned, the chest x-ray shows slightly enlarged heart, but no obvious rib fracture on the rib series and no obvious, no pneumothorax. He's on 2 sets within normal limits, he's not tachycardic. Next number. Diabetes. Should we do an EKG on him?
No, we didn't.
Should we do? Diabetes. He's looking for a different provider to change because he wants to be more involved with his diabetes and his A1C especially. Next one is hypertension. Controlled most of the time. A little bit in increase now because of pain. Next number, Toradol, 60 milligram IM. Next one is family history stroke. Caused us to look at his carotid ultrasound. This is within normal limits. Next one is we looked at his heart because of diabetes, hypertension. There was minimal LVH. Next number, kidneys appear to be normal. No sign of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, minimal lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next one is mild BPH noted. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is I agree with his weight loss. He needs to get back to 230. Next one is diet, exercise, discussed. Next one is Motrin 800 milligram given. Next one is if not better in 3 days, he'll call us. Next one is he is going to check with his insurance to see if we can become his provider, primary care office. Thank you.